Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, our next discussion will get you thinking, I'm sure, because we have a problem with low class attendance, poor engagement and declining student mental health. No wonder the dropout rate is high. So says former lecturer at Munster Technological University, Tom O'Connor, who's writing in the Irish Times today. Tom, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
You paint a bit of a crisis here at third level.
Well, it's not a crisis. It depends on what the way you look at it. Basically, what I'm painting here is a problem which is storing up and ratcheting up and is not being sort of recognised as being a problem because of focusing on a lack of joined-up thinking. So there's a lack of joined-up thinking in terms of establishing where the links are between low student attendance, excessive student working hours, dropout rates and poor mental health. Each element is looked at separately, and I'm looking at it from my experience from talking to students themselves and in their own interest trying to be constructive. What I'm noticing is that students are forced in some cases, but and to a lesser extent in other cases, to work excessive hours. They're having this massive juggling act, trying to juggle work and college life. Attendance is 50% on average maximum, and there's no published data on student attendance or how much working our students are doing.
You're saying it's persistently low, the attendance at third level.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I am saying that, and the interesting thing about it is it seems to be an elephant in the room. There's no published data of attendance rates in Irish universities made publicly available. There's data in terms of how many first class honours, how many 2-1s, how many 2-2s are going on. There's data on, you know, performance, but there's no data on attendance. And then there's no data on working hours either.
Well, hang on a second. Harm at third level? It's not like second level or primary. At third level, you're a bit more grown up and mature. And the model of education is that the lecturer will be there. And if you're there or not, it doesn't matter. But you have to prove that you have the knowledge come election time or assessment time.
Yeah, well, you see, this is not, again, I'm not having a problem with students. What I'm saying is that there needs to be a debate about why students' mental health is actually increasing. I think a big factor there is the juggling act. I think a big factor there is the excessive working hours, because I've actually done research on it with students and they tell me that themselves. But so, like, the problem then is, of course, trying to verify people's performance in terms of using AI and submitting assessments which are not necessarily generated by themselves originally. There's also the problem of students and not get, you know, drop. Dropout rates have increased by 12 to 15% in the last year to which we have data. And there seems to be a problem storing up here, where even though, like, you have to trust students, and I have no problem with students. They're full-blown adults, of course. But what I'm saying is that possibly there needs to be a big conversation here about what's actually going on.
Because equality, we're told by the government all the time and by the colleges, actually third level, the quality of the graduate emerging from third level and various courses is so high in this country, which is why so many multinationals want to invest here. But you seem to be suggesting that, you seem to be raising a question, Tom, that because of persistently low attendance, surely the grades can't be that good.
Well, there is a question. I'm not going down too much down that road. But what I'm saying is that there are inherent dangers. Like, what I'm saying is that if the last survey that the Students' Union themselves did, Union of Students in Erin, showed that there was 38% of students were suffering from excessive, extreme levels of anxiety. There's also a problem with an increase of a dropout rate from 12 to 15%. And there's also increasing challenges about AI-generated assessments. Now, and there's also pressure on academics, basically, and colleges themselves to continuously pour more resources in terms of learning support centres to keep the show on the road and to keep the numbers up. But I do think there's a problem, you know, happening, and it's actually unfolding before our eyes.
What's the solution? Because students will say they have to work. They can't afford college unless they work, an awful lot of them. And they also have to enjoy themselves as well. That's part of the college, isn't it? Social life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that was always part of college. But I think it's gone unbalanced. Now, I think it's gone unbalanced. I think there's a risk to the students' enjoyment of if they're not there, it's very difficult to see how they can enjoy their lectures and combine enjoyment of lectures with enjoyment of social life. And, you know, students generally enjoy their experience of education. But if there's 50% non-attendance, then you'd have to question the balance between enjoying your education and enjoying your social life. I think students need to be part of a conversation with with policymakers and college authorities. But it's been kind of buried at the moment. I think the problem, and it's been buried, and it's not been faced up to. I think there are inherent risks in terms of the integrity of education there is a higher dropout rate, and a lot of students are failing between summer and autumn, and that's linked to poor attendance.
Look at Tom, maybe you've put your finger on a problem here, because the students are talking to us already. A texter says, when in MU 2 years ago, that's Munich University, I spoke to a girl from France who told me in her university in France, they're allowed to miss only 3 classes per year, then there are sanctions. So that would be unheard of in this country. Another, the reason students work needs investigating as well. Many work for money, for a social life, says that listener. I think you've opened a can of worms here, Tom, to be brutally honest with you. And we'll continue this conversation. I'd love to hear from more students to 51551. But Dr. Tom O'Connor, economist, sociologist and former lecturer at the Munster Technological University, thank you very much indeed.